Happy birthday to Stevie Wonder. He turns 70 today.
Time for Bocote's Rock Gossip on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.
A little something you didn't know. Jeff Beck, famous guitarist, amazing guitarist, was working on the Talking Book album with Stevie Wonder back in 1972. And as payback for that, Stevie Wonder wanted to give him a song. Then we'll do a song and you can have it and it'll be great. And it was great. The song ended up being Superstition. And why? Jeff Beck recorded it. He did a great version with the band called at the time Beck, Bogart, and Apice. But Stevie Wonder released it as a single. Why is that? Because Motown president Berry Gordy said, that's way too good. Don't give it to him. That's really what happened. He helped write the song. And Jeff Beck will tell you the story of it right now.
That was originally written for me. Stevie wrote that for me in return for me playing on the Talking Book album. The drum pattern came from me and some of the lyrics I wrote. He knew that I'd recorded Ain't Superstitious and he liked that. I don't think he even knew the origin of it. But he said, what about if I write something about superstitions? So I wrote down a half a dozen of ones that he'd never heard of, like The Broken Mirrors, The Bad Luck 13-month-old, I think I wrote. Then he waltzed off and within half an hour that song was born.
And then he kept it for himself. And that happens in the music biz. Ian Anderson, singer, flute player, Jethro Tull, revealed that he's got COPD. Here's Ian Anderson.
I'm suffering from an incurable lung disease with which I was diagnosed a couple of years back. It's popularly termed COPD, where you lose some ability of your lungs to be able to, basically to give you enough oxygen. And I do struggle. I have what are called exacerbations, periods when, you know, I get an infection that turns into severe bronchitis. My days are numbered, you know. It's not yet at the point that affects my day-to-day life. But I spent 50 years of my life on stage amongst those wretched things that I call smoke machines. And I really do believe that's a very significant part of the problem that I have.
Those wretched things. He's 72. He used to be a smoker, but that was 30 years ago. It's all the fault of those wretched things.